Ayana Renewable Power Private Limited, backed by the UK-based development financial institution CDC Group PLC, said Tuesday it has acquired two solar power plants in Karnataka from First Solar Power India Private Limited. The two plants have a total generation capacity of 40 MW, Ayana said in a statement. It didn't quote, disclose financial details of the deal. Ayana said the two plants have been on stream for more than 2 years and have a 25-year agreement to supply power to state-owned distribution companies Chhamanshwari Electricity Supply Corp and Gulbarga Electricity Supply Company Limited and NBSP. First Solar Power India is the local arm of Arizona, US-based renewable energy company First Solar Incorporated. Ayana was launched by CDC Group to develop utility-scale solar and wind power generation projects in India. According to Ayana and SQO's website, it has a portfolio of 800 MW of solar generation capacity in Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan. The company aims to ramp up its capacity to 2,000 MW by 2022, the website shows. The company and SQO's solar projects include two plants of a total 500 MW at Anantapur and Kadapa in Andhra Pradesh. The Anantapur facility has a 25-year supply agreement with NTPC Limited, India and SQO's biggest power producer. The Kadapa plant has a similar pact with Solar Energy Corp of India Limited. CDC had launched the renewable energy platform in late 2017. In February 2019, India and SQO's National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, NIIF, and Eversource Capital, a joint venture between Everstone Capital and Lightsource BP, acquired a significant minority stake in Ayana for $300 million. Eversource Capital manages the Green Growth Equity Fund, which has the UK government and NIIF as anchor limited partners. Several recent news reports have said that Ayana Energy is one of several suitors in the race to acquire 400 MW solar energy assets of Azure Power, in a potential deal that has been pegged at 1,500 crore. Other potential suitors reportedly include Temasek-backed O2 Power, Brookfield, KKR, Actis and Edelweiss. Ayana and SQO's acquisition of First Solar plants adds to the hectic pace of deal-making in India and SQO's renewable energy sector as a number of companies are looking to beef up their generation capacities. Other investors that have bought renewable energy assets this year include Canadian alternative investment firm Brookfield Asset Management Incorporated, US-based private equity firm KKR and Indian financial services conglomerate Edelweiss Group. Brookfield in June inked a deal acquire Emami Power Limited, a solar power-focused company owned by the promoters of the Emami Group. In April, KKR snapped up five solar energy assets from Shapoorji Pallonji Infrastructure Capital, SP Infra, for $204 million, 1,554 crore rupees. And in January, an infrastructure fund managed by Edelweiss agreed to purchase a 74% stake in French utility Engie and SQO's solar assets in India.